Father James Barron, a Trappist monk and a writer, has written something in today's Living Faith pamphlet that I think is worth repeating. He writes this: "It was an ordinary day. I asked three monks if I could take their picture. One of them asked, 'Why do you want a picture of us on such an uneventful day?' I thought for a few seconds and then replied, 'Because I won't be able to get this photograph tomorrow.' Augustine, one of the monks and our abbot, said he would have to remember that line." Father Barron's continued, "Advent is a time when we are asked by the church to awaken from our drowsiness and be alert, be watchful. This is a season that comes around once a year. It's an opportune time to rouse our oft-sleeping hearts and ready ourselves for the Lord. These days are a reminder to live as best we can for this one day, for we will not have the chance once it is past." Advent 2018 is a part of our faith journey to God. Sometimes we mark its stages by major events in our lives. At other times, we may realize that our faith journey has entered a new phase. We can tell that by the attitudes and values that are becoming more important in our lives and by those that are decreasing in importance. We might be happy with that change, or we might resolve to reverse or direct it, redirect it. But whatever we do, we must always remember that our Advent journey is toward God. In today's first reading, Jeremiah is not only describing what God will do in the future in our external world, but what God is already helping us to do internally. The Hebrews were resisting Jeremiah's words and were therefore in danger of forgetting God's role in their success. They were thinking that external religious observances could substitute for an interior change of heart. Jeremiah doesn't offer a timetable of when God's kingdom will be completed. He simply says, "The days are coming." So he asks us to be aware of that kind of people, of what kind of people we are becoming as we prepare for God's coming. Do we acknowledge God as the reason for all our successes? Or do we think that we're the ones doing it? Every time I have tried to give a homily thinking that, "Oh, isn't that great what I did?" I fall flat. But then when I say, "Thank you, God," then people understand what I'm saying. God is the reason for everything good in our lives, and we must never forget that. In today's gospel, Jesus is not trying to scare us into being good. Rather, he's preparing us for whatever opposition we might experience. This is much like parents do with their children. They try to prepare them for a good future. Ironically, in opposing God's ways, some people consider themselves more realistic than God. Oh, they know better than God. We have to watch out for that kind of thinking. We have to watch out that it does not become a part of our behavior. In the long run, the vigilance that Jesus encourages helps God's ways to become an integral part of our lives. But such vigilance is especially difficult to maintain during Advent. For almost over a month now, we've already been bombarded with ads for Christmas merchandise in stores and online. For many people, December could easily be their busiest month socially. For many people, this season is especially difficult because of personal or family losses in the past year. This is why we have to make a special effort to stay on track. We have to be especially mindful of why we have Advent to begin with, and what and who we are preparing for. Advent is a perfect time to ask ourselves whether we are steering our lives or if we are allowing them simply to be swept up in the moment created by other people. Advent is also an ideal time to drop some activity that we may feel obliged to repeat, although it has grown stale over time. Let's remember what Father Barron said. Once this Advent has passed, we won't have the chance again. We may not be able to get tomorrow what we can get today. So we have to make the most of today, because who knows what tomorrow will bring.